Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan, live at Freebirds in Addison off of Beltline. We've been keeping it busy all day long. We're also going to throw out a couple of shout-outs. We have unique shout-outs from a text message in the mountains and a napkin.
A text message in the mountains?
Yeah, because our napkin buddy, he is, as he told us, he's off on a mountain adventure.
Oh, yeah, they went to Colorado.
Exactly. So he said, mountain shout-out today, good sir. I'm doing this for my grandma, you guys, and all the Tolos. 14,440 feet above sea level, almost 3 miles high, and half the height of Mount Everest.
Wow.
These pictures are very, very impressive. So there's a mountain shout-out, but I believe you might have a napkin shout-out to fill the void.
With the, Kevin, 14,000 feet above sea level?
Right.
Would you want to be 14,000 feet below sea level? Would you think that would be something that you'd be interested in?
I think I would.
Okay.
But
you want to go under the sea?
I do, but I can also see the spot you get where all the light disappears.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, this was a mistake.
If you got under the sea and you saw this little crab down there singing a song and all the fish were blowing horns and everything, would you be like, okay, I believe Walt Disney now?
I mean, not about some of Walt Disney's other opinions. Look it up, people. He has some shocking other opinions. I would get the hell out of there. Plus, I mean, look. You have to wade through the evil witch because you're not hooking up with that mermaid otherwise.
That's right.
Try to jam it into a tail. That's not going to work.
Oh, my gosh. Kevin.
What is wrong with that?
Shout out from Tolo C. Shout out to my boy Lucas. Quote, Effadone. Go get Rangers is what he said there. So there you go. Congratulations and best of luck to Effadone.
I
think it's him. Yes. I think it was him.
I am done.
Okay.
No, I'm just
all
kidding.
Right.
I appreciate the focus and belief in the Rangers. I like the way Brada said it is like, hey, I'm going to keep rocking with it until Chris Young tells me it's done. I feel like that's where I'm at. It just, this road trip has made it more difficult.
I don't think that Chris Young is just going to tell Broadus, hey, guys, we're packing it up. I think that's going to happen.
I kind of think he will.
You do.
But I don't think it's going to be like this Monday. I think he's going to get to a part where he does some paraphrase of the math ain't mathin'.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why they're going to continue to push this person and this person and this person that maybe you didn't necessarily usually see in the rotation, the bullpen, or the lineup.
Well, that's what I was curious about is if he doesn't just outright say it, what's the key? What's the sign? Is it Eovaldi gets shut down? DeGrom?
Yeah, oh, if Eovaldi gets shut down, then for sure.
Is it DeGrom? If DeGrom gets shut down completely for the rest of the year?
I could see that, although they do kind of have the protection of, oh, yeah, we had to skip that start just to kind of take a look. You can be like, well, we wanted to be cautious. He's fine. But we took a look, and we got just a little bit nervous or whatever. But I think Chris Young is going to say something like, you know, there's lots of things you have to consider, and we're not just focused on this year. We're focused on the future. If he says that phrase, that is your cue.
From the from Jagon and Terrell, true shout-out to me, fighting the flu this week. My kid's been fighting something this week, dude. He's been in a bad way. I feel bad for him, but he's trying to fight through it, so I'm proud of him.
Yeah. That medicine high is a magical time in the flu cycle.
What
right?
do you mean? Explain the medicine
All
high,
right,
Kevin.
So think about it. Because the medicine tricks you into thinking you're better for a few hours. Like maybe your fever breaks.
Oh,
you
yeah,
feel
okay,
like you
yeah.
can do more normal things. Like maybe you can swallow normal again, like if that's what's been bothering you or whatever.
Then you start getting up and tidying things
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
and
you
you're
think
exhausted.
You can do it. And all of a sudden, your body counterpunches, and you're back down,
yeah.
and you're like, God, it's only 3 more hours till medicine time again.
Yeah, that you're dead on.
Okay, that's good, because if you yeah. said that was just me, I'd be like, oh, that's unfortunate. All right, it's time for NFL overreaction or reality, and we're going to start with, whoo, this could be a spicy conversation. This is from the mind of Corey Majors. Go ahead and give me cut number 6. NFL overreaction or reality, this is the most iconic route in Dallas Cowboys history.
Aikman quickly. The pass to Harper. Harper off to the races. They're going to run him down, however. At about the 9-yard line.
They spent a lot of time talking about the slant in the documentary and the switch off, because Irvin's like, man, you knew the play was going to work because Michael Irvin says he switched positions on the field because he knew that's where the ball was going. I was like, if the person on your own team
yeah.
is like, I know the ball is going here, you knew it was a great.
I am convinced I'm getting the ball.
It was a very well drawn play.
And so you know
play.
That he drew the right,
yes.
he ran the right route too.
Absolutely.
Because he ran it thinking I'm about to get
yes.
this ball, and he got everybody in on that.
And so, but you see afterwards, he's excited. He's like pumped up right behind Alvin Harper. And then Aikman's excited because Aikman laid out like what a technician he is, where he laid out. He goes, we'd run that play 6 times. All 6 times we'd gone to Alvin Harper. So it makes sense that you would think like, oh, they're going to go to Alvin Harper out on the left. And they're like, we're going to switch it up. So
the most important part there, though, Kevin, was the fact that Alvin Harper knew that the ground out there was slippery. And so he knew not to plant too hard there. He had to come out of that a little choppy. And then he was able to come across where the grass was nice and green and sturdy, and he was able to take off upfield.
And so that I appreciate just about. I'm through 6 episodes. I've been kind of doing like 2 episodes a day. I appreciate just about everything that Jimmy Johnson has said in this documentary, except for his breakdown of the field. He had a drawing that he was like, this is the good part of the field. These are the bad. This is, we walked it all through. And I was like, did you? Or did you look at the field where those parts you said were the bad parts were the parts that had clearly been torn up? Like, it matched it exactly. It looked like he did a giant trace
yes.
of the field. Now, if he would have been like, this spot over here in the middle at the 17 to 25 is no good. But it just looked like he was like, the middle part that looks good, that's the good part.
Yeah, that's where we're going to be running most of our game today.
So, Alec, I'm going to allow you to answer this first. Corey's contention, overreaction or reality, that is the most iconic route in Dallas Cowboys history.
Yeah,
oh, I already see people disagreeing, and I think I'm with them.
It's either that or the Hail Mary, and it's tough for me to decide because I know. And as I was going to get the sound of that highlight of that catch, there was people on Reddit debating if that actually sealed the game for them or not. I was like, people are debating about that within the game itself, not just
right.
its moment in history. So I was like, this is a pretty polarizing play, even though it was a really great play watching it back. But I kind of like Corey's point. I kind of do, if we're being honest. I was leaning Hail Mary, but I think that I like this one, even though it wasn't a scoring play, even though it wasn't the flashiest of them all. It's just a simple slant route. But it did, in my mind, seal the game for them. So, you know what? I'm going to say it's a reality.
Yeah.
I'm trying to decide how spicy I want to be with
my answer.
Or,
it's either that or the Bang 8. That's what I'm learning now is the Bang 8 is the best route ever because Michael Irvin was unstoppable with it.
By the way, a conversation has broken out here in Freebirds about what the answer is. I am also going to go with the Hail Mary.
Okay, the Hail Mary, though, thrown in an NFC divisional round game, Kevin. They basically gave up on that game, all right?
Okay,
that's
fine.
What happened.
Then if you want my really spicy opinion, the most iconic route in the history of Cowboys football is Joe Montana to Dwight Clark in a game that happened against the Dallas Cowboys.
What are you doing right now?
Although
the
thing I might argue there is that wasn't really a route as much as it was like, hey, just run around.
Somebody get together.
And Joe Montana's like, I'm going to throw the ball up in the air.
Well, I mean, that's basically what Roger did. He wasn't a route as much as just go, and I'm just going to throw it as far as I can.
And I understand some people have talked about the Dez caught it. I'll go with the Hail Mary, but I understand your logic, and that's been my favorite episode so far because I understand they're trying to do a lot in this documentary. I get it. You're trying to cover years and years. By the way, it's still pretty much 100-0 old stuff versus new stuff.
You know the
stuff.
Steve Walsh thing? Maybe Steve Walsh didn't want to talk. And maybe nobody else wanted to talk about it either. And sometimes in those situations, that's what happens.
Absolutely. I think that's a fair point. I loved episode 4 because it felt like a deep dive on the one thing.
Yeah.
I know it wasn't only about the 92 NFC Championship game, but that was a huge part of it. And they did the same thing that they did in, like, the Trojan War documentary, where they're getting to the point where USC is looking to repeat, and then all of a sudden they break out to Austin. And then they're like, but a team from the South had been building up. And it's the same thing here. They did a great job with that. That's been my favorite part so far.
And I did add this qualifier, Kevin. That was the most iconic route I've ever seen. I wasn't alive for the Hail Mary. I was sitting there watching that moment happen. And, you know, Dez Bryant caught it. I said he caught it. The NFL came out and said he caught it. I hung up on people the next day that disagreed with me all day long. And all the shows leading up to ours were like, well, I mean, it wasn't a catch. And we were like, no, it was a catch. Shut your mouths. And then we hung up on people. Kevin, I know you have other stuff you want to get to, but Sean Sharif has requested something from you.
Oh.
He said, I need my Cowboys mathematicians, Kevin specifically. Uh-huh. Jerry said Micah's current salary plus the next two tags would be 60% less than what he offered him this offseason. Someone make the math.
There's no way that is accurate. I will do the math.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't see how that can be factual.
Challenge him to do math, and he will.
But then again, I have disagreed with Jerry's math multiple times already this year when he said they would have three players that take up more than 50% of the salary cap. And I'm like, that's not how the salary cap works. If you would have done this right to begin with, that is not how it would have worked.
And he says, I'll show you.
I guess.
You know what? People once told me that I couldn't sue the NFL. They told me that I couldn't buy a team. Guess what?
I know. Look, Jerry has made
the
best decisions of all time. I'll sit down. I will dive into those numbers. I just don't see how that makes sense unless... Ooh, go back. What is that one more time?
The current salary plus the next two tags would be 60% less than what he was offered this offseason.
So here's my theory about that. My theory is he's talking about the inflated numbers. So, like, for example, I wonder if they offered, like, let's just go crazy. They offered Micah Parsons 6 years for $234 million.
Okay.
That's an insane amount. But you know what the Cowboys would be looking at? That's $39 million per year. So, hey, let's get it done. I wonder if he's using that pretend number and maybe the guaranteed money was at 120 or whatever the case is.
I think that's the number they're throwing out there.
Versus the thing with the franchise tag, all of that money is guaranteed. And the other thing that you need to factor in, Micah's current salary is $21 million. So that undercuts the reality of the situation. Because what he's doing is he's saying, let's just go simple. 5 years, $200 million. So that's $40 million a year. So what he's probably saying is, boom, that's $120 million. All you make this year, Mike, is $21 million. I think that is a farcical argument. And that's not a real argument, because we all know that $21 million is its own separate thing that has nothing to do with the contract.
There you go. I hope, Sean, you were listening so that you can have the information.
But I will crunch some more numbers about that. But, yes, that would be my theory.
You should crunch some more of these burritos.
I know. I really want to. This is one of those things where I hope – I could magically just order chips and queso, and it would appear.
I bet
at
I can.
Table.
I bet that can arrange.
Okay.
Just.
But not the queso, not the loaded queso, because we've talked about it. I'm a child.
He wants melted cheese.
All right. Overreaction or reality? Given that he's been dinged up already, Travis Hunter should only play one side of the ball this season. By the way, he's out for their last preseason game tomorrow.
Let him play as much as he wants.
Okay.
That's what I'm doing. And if things don't go well, then you can go back and say, "All right, look, we tried it your way. It didn't quite work out the way we wanted it to. Now, will you please try it our way for a full season? And if you feel like you're better there, then we can move forward. But if it doesn't go well, then you have the proof. It's very Mike Maddox, right? That I always say, you do it your way. That's fine. And then we'll figure things out from there."
Alec, overreaction or reality, given that he's already been dinged up, Travis Hunter should only play one side of the ball this season?
It's tough. I'm going to go overreaction. I think he should do what he's comfortable with, and that is very clearly, you know, the words from his mouth is he needs to play both ways. And, you know, you hear about these athletes, we joke about it with Corey Seager all the time, how routine-based they are. I don't want to throw this guy out of his rhythm, you know, just because he is a little bit banged up. You know, if his game day routine requires him going through the walkthroughs on both sides of the ball and, like, he just needs that to get ready, I don't want to mess with an elite athlete's mental state. And if we're going to tell him, hey, you're only doing this because we say so, especially in his first year in the NFL, I don't want to ruin something for him and, like, mess up with his psyche. So I would say no. Just do whatever you're comfortable with, and if you tell us you can't, then we'll go with it.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we're going to move into the lunch rush, and we're going to talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. But also, I have a fantasy football moral compass for you guys.
Oh, here we go.
And I really want to see if everyone is on the same page or if there are divided opinions. We'll do all of that next, live from Freebirds in Addison on 105 Through the Fan.
And again, the 3-2. And he missed. Just a little bit inside for ball four. A bases loaded walk for Mailey, pushes across Perez and gives the Royals an insurance tally here in the seventh. It's now 6-4.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan. That would also be the final score. We will talk with Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy in about 5 minutes as we're doing our show live from Freebirds in Addison today off of Beltline. Corey's been having fun giving prizes away all day long. I helped draw a couple names.
Yeah.
But
my wife showed up too.
Hey, do you want to put her on the air?
Ah, she's fine. She loves being on air, though.
Like,
every time she gets on air, she's always like, oh, my gosh, I'm so good at it. And then I'm like,
Wow. Yes,
you are.
Man.
And then she wants to be on more. So
I like it. Doesn't everybody?
Yeah, I'm holding out on her today.
Okay. All right.
The radio
okay.
Situation.
So I want to see if you think this is fair. This is the part in the show we talk about what I labeled the stupid Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons.
That is
stuff.
What you labeled it. That is.
Is that a fair way to put this?
I think that's a fair way for how people feel about it right now.
Okay.
I think a lot of people are like, yeah, exactly, Jerry. That's what
I thought that was my point.
Somebody just texted in a few minutes ago and they were like, can you kill a contract?
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Track talk for the rest of the year. And Jerry Jones, I'm dead serious. He understands that it's part of the conversation.
Yeah.
And what would be the other part of the conversation for the Cowboys right now?
What, like the games?
Yeah, no, yeah, exactly. And then you got 3 days until the next game.
Yeah.
They're trying Joe Milton out. So yeah. They don't want to talk about – you don't want people talking about how bad things looked for an entire week. They don't want to talk about how bad Mozzie looked for an entire week. So what you do is you give them another story. Give everybody else a different story. And it is the most important story for the Cowboys game. That's the unfortunate thing. Instead of a story of, man, Dak looked really good in the two drives that he had, and now he's connecting with George with Pickens, and he and CeeDee Lamb already seem like they're on the same page, you don't have that story. So they have to find something else, and this is the one that continues to, you know, be the most important, unfortunately.
It is I think that is a good way to put it, because if that's number one, then maybe still the lack of health or cornerback depth is number two.
Yeah.
Number three might be Joe Milton didn't impress fast enough to be able to only keep two quarterbacks.
Yeah.
I'm not saying anything about the future of Joe Milton. Maybe turns out to be really good. I don't know. You've got him under contract for 3 years, but you were hoping he would be really good really quickly,
mm-hmm.
so that you could have him as your backup quarterback and move on from Will Greer and then have that extra roster spot to play around with going forward. None of that is true. So now we've gotten into the back and forth about this and that, and I know what Jerry said about Micah's agent's opinion of the contract that he feels like they had agreed to, but a couple things. So I got to the Deion Sanders episode of the Netflix
show
last night.
I still think anything around with Deion's interesting.
And by the way, I don't think people are skipping episodes on this, but if you are, the title of it is not necessarily what the entire episode is.
Yeah, Aikmania, I thought was going to be more Aikman, yes. All Aikman, and it was not.
And it kind of feels like it starts that and then leads to the next natural flow in the story. And Jerry talks about the kind of like handshake deal that he made with Deion Sanders or Deion Sanders' agent, and Steven's like, hold on, we were going to talk
Steven
about
wasn't
all this.
Even in the room.
Yeah, and Jerry's like, now it's done. And so,
is that the first time that Steven has thrown Jerry up against the wall? Because he did it with Manziel too.
Yes.
So they've done it now two times, and Steven's been like, oh, smart. Look at this guy.
I do like Jerry's counter argument in that spot where he goes, what are you going to do, punch your dad? And so I was like, that's a strong counterpoint. But I guess what I wanted to know with you guys right here is, what do you think about the handshake agreement in the professional business world? Because I get, like, there's been court cases and everything about the verbal agreement, and that's significantly harder to prove and everything. Just you as a person, what do you think about the handshake agreement or the verbal agreement, even if it's not down in writing? We will talk about that a little bit later, because right now, whether you're on the mound, at the plate, or on the road, National Car Rental invites you to stop waiting and start winning. Book like a winner today. And Olshan, we bring you Texas Rangers manager Bruce Bochy. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, guys. How are we doing?
We're doing pretty well. We're doing pretty well. And I know you said that yesterday was a game that y'all really wanted to get. Unfortunately, that didn't happen. The road trip ended at 2-5. I know you've got more season to go. I know you got to keep fighting, but I am curious. Is there any part of you that is concerned that last night's game or yesterday afternoon's game could have been the last stand for the playoffs?
No. I'm not going to feel like that now. We have games left. Come on. Hey, it's always easy to look at, a game at this time of the season or a series and think, you know, this is a do or die, although we're playing every game like that. But, hey, it's over, and, a run would still get us right back in it. We've done it. We can do it again. So, yeah, it's time to bounce back. No getting around it. Sure, the margin of error is getting smaller and smaller, but I'm not going to let one game, or this team's not going to let one game, I say, okay, that's it, we're done.
Can you give us any updated information or insight about Simeon and Carter? Because unfortunately, with the loss, some players got dinged up as well. Can you tell us anything on the front of those two guys?
Yeah, not great news there. Carter could be out for the year. They did find a fracture there. So, yeah, that's a pretty big hit. We just took Marcus, he's getting a MRI right now. He's pretty sore. He was in a boot last night. For Marcus being a boot, trust me, he's in a lot of pain. And so I don't know when he'll play. I haven't had a chance to talk to him, but it looks like he could be down, a day, two, 3 days. I don't know until we get the results.
Do you have to be cautious with Marcus Simeon at all because he's so tough? That dude is tough as hell. Do you ever have to be like, hey, are you sure that you're all the way back?
Yeah, no doubt on that one, especially when a guy gets hit in the head, in the helmet when he's hitting, and he stayed in the game. You're always wondering if you're doing the right thing, but yeah, he is amazing. Yeah, hit in the hand. The hand was swollen. Hit a home run. Takes a day off. Comes back. Gets a home run. He is a guy you have to maybe take it out of his hands, but he keeps bouncing back like that. I've never seen. He's got to be right up there as far as one of the toughest players I've ever had.
Wow, man. On Evan Carter's front, I mean, Josh Jung kind of had similar stop-and-go start to his career where he would get injured and then you'd be out for a while and then maybe he would come back. With Evan Carter, that's got to be a very difficult thing to even ever find a groove whenever you're having these types of injuries for him.
Well, you're right. It's hard to get that constant rep that you need from hitting or even playing defense, running bases, things. His age, he hasn't had a ton of them, especially up here because of the injuries, and that's what you feel bad about for him, and also for us, though, because he needs playing time. That's how you get better. That's how you hit lefties, seeing lefties. Get that. It's just getting those reps at the plate, all the little things that come with winning the ball game, he's just going to get better at it. It's hard to know, to get better at if he keeps staying on the field, and that's what's happened to him. But we'll get him back. We'll just keep stay positive on this end as far as his health, because it's been a tough road for him. I feel for the kid. This is a freak injury. This is what you're hoping to stay away from. But when they hit him, and talking to him right after they hit him, he thought he was fine. And
yeah.
A couple of innings later is when he started feeling the pain, and I had to take him out. So I'll know exactly where we're at when I have a chance to talk to our medical staff on him. But it did show a fracture yesterday.
And as fans, you know, Kevin and I always have been. We're just, you know, we want to see that guy go do some great things.
For sure.
So obviously it hurts us. Can you explain a little more about the way you've kind of used Josh Jung the last week or so? Can you kind of give me a little more detail on what you're hoping to get from this?
Yeah, with Josh, you know, it's time to get him back going in the lineup. You're struggling as a team offensively, and Josh was going through a little rut there. You know, he's been through the ups and downs for a while there. He was carrying us, and so happened to be that our third baseman, Cody Freeman, was swinging back so well, it was time to bring him up and see if he could give this offense a shot in the arm. Because when you don't have a lot going on offensively, I'm talking about throughout the order, I'm talking about all nine guys, you're looking for help, and our best hitter down there happened to be third base. And so anyway, it was a way to give Josh a break. It worked before he came back, and you saw, he was hitting the ball as well as he's ever hit it. So meanwhile, we thought Cody Freeman would help things out, which he has. In the early go there, he was swinging it well. And the last couple of games, he hasn't gotten a hit, but, he's done some things offensively. He had a deep fly ball at the game I wasn't at, and moving out of third, things like that. And that's what you're looking for from young players. We're getting back to J.J., you'll start seeing him get his bats ramped up again.
He had, Josh Jung, that is, in the last couple of days, made reference to, quote, some differences in philosophy or perception with the club. Is that just about maybe taking some time off and Cody Freeman getting hits, or getting at bats, or is there something else?
I missed the first part.
Yeah, Josh Jung had said that there were some maybe differences in philosophy or perception with the club. Do you think that was simply a matter of sitting down so Cody Freeman could play more, or is there something else to it that you can give us any insight on?
No, there's nothing else I can give you insight on that. You bring somebody up, they're getting playing time. I can tell you as any player, they want to be out there. That's who they are. They're competitors, and as you look at our team, we have to do what we think is right to hopefully get this offense clicking a little bit more, where we're putting runs on the board a little bit more consistently. This is what this was about. You have a guy down there that's swinging about the way he was, hitting over 300 with 19 home runs. You got to do what you can to see if you can find a way to get things going a little bit more.
Boach, it's been a real pleasure to watch DeGrom pitch, because he's so good at what he does. And I was just kind of curious, though, because for me, I've gotten more than I expected out of him. Have you gotten more out of Jacob DeGrom this year than you expected to get?
I'd say yes. It's really been a little surprise that we haven't had to give him a little bit more rest. He's maintained his stuff, his philosophy. The All-Star break, we gave him about a 10-day break there, but now we're skipping a start because this is.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
This is his first year back, 4 years since his surgery, so we've been trying to keep an eye on him, but he's really held up well. The thing I enjoyed watching Jacob is really, for the most part, is how good he's felt in between starts and things like that. Yeah, this time of season, we all feel something there, but I think it has been a pleasant surprise. And talking to him the other day, he's ready to go. So his next start, we can let him go and just be Jacob.
And that start, so that start will go off as planned on Monday, because we had heard that he'd met with Meister, and we all got nervous about it, but he's good to go?
Yes, he's good to go.
Can you give us any updates or hopeful projections or anything like that for John Gray and or Tyler Mahle? Because I know, obviously, pitching injuries galore for y'all, and the staff has still been outstanding for the year. How do y'all feel, or where are you at in the recovery process with those two?
Yeah, John Gray, I could see him being ready, 10 days or 2 weeks. I'll know more when he gets in here today, because he came home to get looked at some more. Tyler's throwing bullpens now. I can't give you a target date for him, but he's coming along really well. Back faster than I thought. He's throwing all his pitches in the bullpen, and so he's starting to get ramped up a little bit. So you can see him at some point in September.
You know, Boach, Kevin, and I were both really we were very upset when Jock Peterson got called out at home when it was very clear. And you don't have to say anything here. We'll protect you here, but we'll say it for you. And he was clearly safe. We were both kind of watching you, and you had your hat off, and you looked dumbfounded by it all. And I was like, man, he can't have missed that while he was gone. When you were away from the game, I got really curious. When you were away from the game, what was it that you missed the most about it all?
You know, it's just the competition. Put it simple, you're in there, you're in a foxhole every game, with the guys, and you're doing all you can to win a ball game. And, yeah, the frustration is part of it. Watching that replay, from our angle, looked like he was safe.
Now, mm-hmm.
They can break it down a little bit more. His foot might have come off an inch or two, and that's not what why the replay is in there. But that is part of it. And looking at it, I guess they saw one shot where they could overturn it, because if there's not, if there's not enough evidence, they're not going to overturn it. So it's one of those calls that. He called them safe. They probably would not have overturned it. That's a huge run, obviously.
If I, as a Rangers fan, sat there and saw that call and said, why the F do we have replay if we can't get it right? Do you think that would have been a fair reaction in that specific moment?
Yeah, that's going to be a normal reaction. I've had that reaction, too. Trust me. More than once. And, the worst one was... going back to 23 in Chicago, where they called Jonah for blocking the plate. He wasn't even in front of the plate. That one, that's the one that really dumbfounded me. I was just buffaloed by whoever made that call, how he could make that call, because we lost our common sense on that one.
Well, I was going to go back to that part of the competition and missing that. Do you feel like you've satisfied that itch, or do you feel like there's still a lot left to scratch?
Oh, I love it. I do. I love it. I look forward to every game. I look forward to watching these guys compete, pulling for them, and doing all we can to try to win the ball game. That's what we all love to do. And it's still there, the passion to win. Believe me, this game frustrated me. I'm sure as the fans, with everything that's gone on, some of these tough losses and injuries and things that we've had to deal with, but we're still fighting here. We still think we can get in this thing. It's not woe is me time with these injuries. We got to hunker down and do everything we can individually and collectively as a club to fight our way back in this thing, because this is why we play the game. We get it. I talked about it not too long ago, about a decision. We got to make it as far as whether we're going to go home at the end of the regular season or we're going to celebrate. So it's just time that, that time will never stop as far as our fight to get to where we want to go.
Now, the last thing I had for you, I know the focus right now is obviously on winning games, but this Texas Rangers franchise has had numerous MVPs, yet they have never had a pitcher win the Cy Young. Seeing as how it looks like he's about to qualify for ERA, should Nathan Eovaldi not be one of the, if not the leading candidate for AL Cy Young with what a crazy year he's had?
Sure, the numbers, there's evidence there, but what he's done for us, the games he's won for us, when he's won them, he's just been so consistent. It's to me, no doubt that he's going to be right up there at the top as far as who wins that.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate the time. Best of luck today and in the weekend series.
All right, guys. Thanks. I appreciate it. We'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There he goes.
Bruce Bochy right here on 105.3 The Fan. By the way, Nathan Eovaldi, 1.76 ERA in his first 21 starts. There are only 8 pitchers in the wild card era who have done that. Pedro Martinez and Greg Maddux are in the Hall of Fame. Clayton Kershaw and Zach Greinke are going to be in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. And Roger Clemens was a cheater, but if he wasn't, he would also be in the Hall of Fame.
If he hadn't done steroids, he would have been in the Hall of Fame based on what he had.
Yes, absolutely. I think the career trajectories of him and Barry Bonds are shocking in terms of how similar they are, that they would have made the Hall of Fame of their own accord.
I would have been a Hall of Famer, but as Mike has said many
times,
but I wanted to be the greatest, so I did something wrong.
Yeah, absolutely. And so five of those eight are in the Hall of Fame. I'm just saying, that's some pretty unbelievable class that Nathan Eovaldi is in. So real quick, going back to the Micah thing and the idea of how do you guys feel about the handshake agreement?
Okay,
because
good. Because
back-to-back, from the 812, if it's not in writing, it didn't happen. And then for the 817, it is binding. If you disagree, you're a trash human. Those came in back-to-back.
I'll agree on the trash human thing. Like, I absolutely will agree. If we shake a hand, I think, as a man or woman, you should just honor what you said you would do. Kevin, you say this a lot of times. If you say you're going to be somewhere, be there.
Yes.
If you're gonna, that's a very big thing to you. I know that for a fact, and it's not just other people that I've seen that happen with myself. But it's it means a lot. However, every time I've ever done a deal with anybody, I've never trusted the number they gave me until I saw it in print. And so therefore I just won't, because that's the only documentation that I really have. I can't say based on, he told me. Well, no, I didn't. Is that easy. But this documentation, this piece of paper, proves it. Somebody was there to witness you sign it. We all did these things. This proves it. So that the handshake agreement, I agree you should, because you should honor your word. You should be trustworthy. But there's so many slimy people out there that you just have to do. You have to trust ink. And that's the way that has to go.
And I think I'm with you, and I kind of delineate between personal and business, because unfortunately I have been employed at a place before where they did not live up to the agreement that we made. So, like, we made an agreement. It was the numbers, everything, and they did not live up to that word. And furthermore, then they tried to cut the numbers even lower than that. And so ever since then, I do understand it's not real until it's signed.
And that's why, that's also the reason, like, you...
I hate that.
You don't sign it until you read it.
Yeah.
Because you have your lawyer read it. Because you got to make sure that those numbers, whatever is terminology is in there, you better understand it and understand what you have to deal with. Like Trayvon Diggs, he was like, I'm actually pretty shocked that they're holding me accountable to not coming into the workout. Well, did you read it in your contract?
Right.
If it said it in the contract, then you probably should have just obeyed whatever it said in the contract. And I think that's why it's so important, is because they can say, hey, don't worry about it, it's fine. But that's not going to hold up with anybody.
Now, I got a bit of audio.
Maybe back in the olden days, Kevin, whenever we were driving steer.
I know. So we're going to go to cut number 10 real quick. And I know there are some, I'm sure there are some people who have questions about the legitimacy of this. But I want to go off the idea that it is legitimate. If you're having a fantasy football draft, you can understand a world in which perhaps you took Bijan Robinson number one.
I did last year.
Okay. So I'm going to play cut number 10.
Should have taken Barkley.
I'm going to go to cut number 10. This is audio from a fantasy football group doing their live draft, and the person with the number one pick may or may not have put in the wrong B. Robinson on the board at number one.
Oh, wait. Robinson Jr. Ah!
So he, in fact, Junior, means he took Brian Robinson Jr., who, as we discussed earlier today, was traded for a six-round pick from the Commanders to the 49ers. So my moral compass question for you here is, that person immediately realized the mistake. You knew what they were trying to do. Do you let them fix it, or them's the breaks?
Okay. First off, Brian Robinson Jr. might have a great season with San Francisco now because he's with a coach that knows how to run the ball. But I understand it's not Bijan. In my league, I've had a couple different things happen. One, and most of them have been injury-related, but we've had somebody accidentally grab the wrong sticker. But he said the right name. And okay. So yeah, I think if you say the right name, that was the complete intent. It's not your fault that it says B. Robinson, and there's multiples of them. You just got to, you know, read better. But whenever you've been drinking, things happen, Kevin.
Oh.
But the other thing, too, is multiple times Tony Romo got hurt in a preseason game when my friend had drafted him.
Oh.
Jordy Nelson. My buddy had drafted him.
Oh, yeah.
Within 10 minutes, Jordy Nelson gets hurt in a preseason game and is out for the year, and he drafted him like third. And I was like, oh. And we didn't change anything for him. We told him, hey, man, that's – and he was like, that's just the way that it is. I'm going to have to deal with it. And that's why we don't also draft before the last preseason game's done.
Which I totally get. By the way, speaking of being out for the year, we'll circle back around to Evan Carter in a minute.
I'm totally – if you say the right name out loud, and everybody should be saying the right name. A lot of people like to put the name on the board and not say anything and then walk away like, ha, 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 I got you guys.
And it feels like that's what this guy did.
I think you should say the name out loud, and if that's it, that's the intent. The sticker doesn't matter that much.
Alec, what say you?
My argument is this is exactly why you use an app and not a physical board in 2025, because I would totally be the kind of person that would have a few too many beverages and misread the name. So I would avoid the situation altogether, but I will say, if you don't say the name out loud, if you just try to do the gotcha, you're not getting him at number two, and, you know, swerve everybody, then you deserve to be stuck with that pick. You should have announced it like everybody else is going to say, I'm taking this player. You got to say it out loud, man.
I'll also say, Kevin, in my own league, I'm in the minority on this opinion. All the guys in my league agree that that's the way that you deal with it, but I do not. And I'm not the one that's even done that the wrong way. Now, am I the one, Kevin, as everybody's putting stickers up on the board, am I the one that puts it on crossway and a little slanted? Yeah. Everybody's trying to make it nice and neat and very formal, and you know what I'm trying to do? I'm trying to mess it up just like I do cakes.
I hate you for that. I like you otherwise, but I hate you for that. So, by the way, this could be a breaking news situation. It's not for sure yet, but in our interview just a few minutes ago with Bruce Bochy, he did say they are worried that Evan Carter might be out for the season, and it looks like they found a fracture off of his wrist, and so they are worried that he could be out for the rest of the season.
That is, I mean, like we were discussing with Boch, his start-stop-start, you can't get into a rhythm. And, you know, we know what he's capable of, and you know what I think that's going to end up doing? If he doesn't get a moment to breathe and for this to free up for him, if he doesn't get that freedom-type feel, I think what's going to end up happening is he's going to start pressing things that he doesn't need to down the road because he's trying to make up for lost time. And I hope that doesn't happen for him because he's been such a good patient type of hitter to have on your team. And that's what we were expecting that he would grow into. And that stinks for him right now, man.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Freebirds in Addison off of Beltline Road. Coming up next, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors and Kyle Yeomans.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.